You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles tonight. We're in the book of Acts chapter 2, just for a few moments. Acts chapter 2. I love the church. I appreciate the testimonies of these men tonight, how they have testified of what this church has meant to them. And all of us, if we would take the time, could testify, thank God for 50 years preaching the message of salvation of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking the bread from house to house, did eat their bread, meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I can say I love our church. Amen. I love it. But I've always loved church. The first experience I remember at church was Brother Dennis at your funeral home in Centerville, California. There's a plaque as you enter into that building of yours. It said at one time, 1800s, the Washington High School, single clapboard building stood there. That was our church building. They later tore it down, built your mortuary there. But I remember that building. 1955, I remember my dad saying, son, you be quiet. And I remember goofing off in church. I remember my dad saying, son, we're going to go outside. You don't want to go outside. And after a few moments, we went outside. I thought we were going to have the Lord's table or something. I don't know what we were doing. But we walked out those double doors and down the steps. Now to the back, I think that tree is still on your property. My dad took a switch off that tree. And as a young boy, he spanked me. On your property, Brother Dennis. That's my first experience with church, 1955. That church folded. The pastor had some problems. I never knew that the pastor had problems, moral problems. But he did. I asked my dad about, maybe 20 years ago, I found out that our pastor left that church, sold cars the rest of his life. 1956, our church was closed. We moved over to this other building in Irvington, which is now Fremont. 1956, I'm sitting in that little shotgun of a building. Ushers, you folks be seated. Little shotgun of a building. No electricity, lanterns glowing that night. And that fall night of 1956, I was sitting next to my dad. That building must have held about 80 or 90 people. Now, sitting in the green chairs, and the pastor said, let's stand for the invitation. Our church would always sing the invitation. We sang a stanza, then I know we sang two. We may have sung three, but it may have been only two. But on that second or third stanza, I couldn't take it. And I stepped out in the aisle, scared to death. You know, I don't know, Brother Flood, if you get saved. I was placing my faith in Christ right then. But Brother Fanera, a load was lifted. And I walked down and I said, Pastor, I want to get saved tonight. That's 68 years ago this fall. And I'll never forget, he said, Viva Morningstar, come lead Jackie here to Christ. And I got saved. I remember 1959, we'd moved to Stockton, California. My dad went in the hearing aid business. We moved back to our church in Irvington 2 years later. But my dad went in the hearing aid business. My dad was 90% deaf. And he found out that my dad used to have these transistors that would hang on your t-shirt. And then they'd plug them in and they'd come up your ears. That's the way men had to do it, ladies. And my dad and I would wrestle, and those things would, he'd say, "Stop, stop. Let me get this thing off." He'd take it off and go ahead and pin me every time. But they developed audio tone and bell tone hearing aids, developed at glasses just like this, with ear molds on them and hearing aids on them. He thought that was the most fascinating thing. You didn't have to have those transistors. And he put those things on, and he said, "I want to get," and he began selling those hearing aids to people, giving them away. He just did everything. And we were in Stockton at that time, and in 1959, I never heard that you got baptized right away, but in 1959, my twin sister and I went outside to the baptistry and got baptized. You know, I was 1966 at summer camp in Idaho, and I'll never forget, at 1966, giving my life to God to serve Him. It was 1970, I was in Bible college. I told the teenagers this morning, and during the night, a young man, Bill, had left our college, just packed up and left. He was a fellow that would stutter all the time, but every night he'd stand on the top of his bunk and he'd preach like Billy Graham, and he just could preach. And we'd wake up and hear him preaching away, never stuttering, but in the morning he'd stutter. Consequently, most fellows made fun of him. And the next morning he was gone. It always broke my heart. I wonder what happened to Bill. 1970. You know, 1971, that same day, Gary, it was 71, not 70, Gary said to me, "I'm from our home church and I'm leaving school today." Bill left that night and Gary's leaving. I said, "Don't leave. Don't leave school." I went to my first class, Music Theory 3, and I got back about 8 o'clock and he was gone. There was nobody in my dorm. We had about 50 guys in my dorm room. And I was reading my Bible and I said, "I'm going to go to Vietnam and be a Marine. I'm getting out of here." And I was reading that day, and you've heard it 1,000 times, Jeremiah 12:5. "If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses?" And I wrote in my Bible, if I can't make it here, I'm not going to make it in Vietnam. I doubt if I'd have come home alive. And I'll never forget, just a couple days later, I've got the letter in my office from Melvin Swanson. His wife had just passed away. October the 4th, 1970. He said, "Jack," it was about this time of year, February. He said, "I want you to come and be our janitor and our music director." I'll never forget the fear that gripped my heart when, honey, I walked in on Saturday morning. I saw that sign, record attendance 779, last Sunday 449. And nobody was in that auditorium but Dwayne, your brother. He just passed away last month, December, went home to be with the Lord. Dwayne was 24 at the time, just a kid, just got married. You know, all this happened to me at church. I didn't fall in love with my wife that first year, but the second year I did. I met her at church. We married at church. You know, I got ordained 1975 at church. You know, I was called of God to pastor this church 49 years ago at church. We had 3 children and we dedicated all 3 at church. All 3 of our boys had been separated to the gospel ministry and been ordained in this church. I love the church. The church means everything to me. Collapse the government, but leave the church. I'm telling you about the church and the church triumphant. It's alive. The church, the Greek word is ekklesia. It's 113 times in the Bible. We read a few passages. And it means to be called out, a called out assembly. We're called out of the world and we come in. That's why we're a family. We're a part of the family of God, we sang tonight. And the characteristic that Paul tells us here, he says, I want you to, first of all, in verse 42, continue in the doctrine, in the doctrine. The songs of yesteryear were doctrinal songs. The preaching was doctrinal preaching. Paul said to Titus, his old son in the faith, a preacher, he said that thou mayest be strong in the faith, sound in the faith, sound in doctrine, what he was talking about. He said the same thing to Timothy, who he had won to Christ. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. For the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine. We live in that day today. Fellas, we live in that day today. Churches are not sound. Oh, may we keep sound doctrine in this church. The second characteristic I see is they had fellowship. Verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Fellowship is participation, is what that word means. Fellowship means hot dog banquets is what it means. That's what fellowship is. I can always tell what kind of church I'm in. If I get finished preaching on a Monday night, and I tell you, they exit the doors and they're out of there. Yeah. I think, this is not a good church. But if I'm in a church and an hour later, we're still there, I always will say this. I said this to Bobby Robertson. I preached 31 week-long revivals at Bobby Robertson's church in North Carolina. I would say after an hour, folks, we got out of church an hour ago. Let's go home. They'd laugh at me. And he says, be right with you, Brother Jack. Be right with you, Brother Treber. I'm coming. I'll be there. Another half hour, hour and a half. That's what fellowship's about. I love it. I know sometimes you're running out the door, but fellowship is so good. Haven't the buckets been great? Amen. The fellowship of the buckets. Yes, and then he said, I want you to not only have sound doctrine and fellowship, but I want you to have breaking of bread. That's the Lord's table. That's what we'll celebrate here tonight. And then I want you to prayers. My house shall be called a house of prayer. That's why every Wednesday night we have prayer in this auditorium. And then he said, my house is a house of stewardship. Verse 44 and verse 45. And I've been working on some videos and some things for the 50th anniversary of Brother Moyer. And I said, one of the great, great qualities that built this church is stewardship. I'm a steward. God invests in me, and I'm to take care of what he invests in my pocket. God's people have been so good about these buckets again. Amen. God's people have been so good about beyond and what you're going to do beyond the buckets. But that's what our church is. We've been going through 50 years of this Sunday was surprise Sunday. This Sunday was, I can't believe I gave all of it. And this Sunday was turnkey project banquet. And this college was, this banquet was giving by faith one. And then 6 months later, giving by faith two. And then 6 months later, giving by faith three. And then 6 months later, giving by faith four. And all four of those offerings were because I could not get what we were giving toward. I didn't know what we were giving, but we just gave. And God's people gave about 100,000 every time. Governor Newsom said, you can't run buses in California unless they're 2020 or newer. And this church just said, all right, let's buy 2020 or newer. And you raised $1.5 million. And the men went to Oklahoma and picked those buses up. What a time that was. You know, everything, I said, we're going to start a college and we're going to start here on this property and we're going to buy this property for $1. $1, and 16 months later, we're going to start making payments. And the people that own this property, you're going to mortgage it for us. We can't get a loan. And the man said, we'll do all of that. That's God. And then we began to raise money to build these buildings. And 20 years ago, we built that building, and the women's dorm and the clock tower. And then 21 years ago, the men's dorm. And 21 years ago, the gymnasium. Built it all. And then 17 years ago, built this. Stewardship. Quickly. Verse 47. Praising God. I want our church to be a church that praises the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And then here's the key. Everything is about souls. And the church added to the church daily. That's what it said in verse 41. They that gladly received his word. People are getting saved. 3,000 were getting saved.
Amen.
And the purpose of this church is to win the lost to Jesus Christ. Thank God for the church.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.